As United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon addressed the World Forum on Democracy in France on Monday, tensions remained along the Syrian-Turkish border. There are reports that Turkish forces continued to return fire since Syrian forces shelled the village town of Akakale last week, killing five people.
The escalation of the conflict along the Syrian-Turkish border and the impact of the crisis on Lebanon are extremely dangerous. They show that this is a regional calamity with global ramifications.
The Secretary General was applauded by participants in the forum when he stressed the need for a political solution to the crisis in Syria.
I'm calling on all concerned to abandon the use of violence and move toward a political solution. That is the only way out of this crisis.
Mr. Ban sees the flow of arms into Syria as a major obstacle to finding a political solution to the crisis in the country. He repeated this concern in Strasbourg.
I'm deeply concerned by the continued flow of arms to both the Syrian government and opposition forces. I urge again those countries providing arms to stop doing so. Militarization only aggravates the situation and puts Syrian people into more misery.
It is this misery that Yemeni journalist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Tawakkol Karman wants to see ended. She pleaded for mercy in Syria during the World Forum for Democracy, as she told of her despair at the human suffering.
When I ask all international bodies to create buffer zones and humanitarian corridors in order to protect the Syrian people from the criminal regime of Bashar al-Assad, when I say that, am I disregarding human rights principles? Am I disregarding all the rights we must protect when I appeal to the international community to establish these humanitarian corridors today to save the Syrian people and protect them and to deliver aid to them?
Mr. Karman called for support for the Syrian people and for the United Nations to act wherever injustice is found. Derek Mbata, United Nations.